This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further in Genesis, the book of beginnings, with in Egypt, family strife, the family divides, the promise renewed, and four kings against five. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most I will be undone, and I will be undone.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you. And for his sake, he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, cleanse us by the power of your redeeming blood, that in purity and peace we may worship and adore your holy name. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 9. When Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter. One of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that Jesus answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe asked him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and that there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. As Jesus taught in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, in the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" And the great throng heard him gladly. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The scribes are disputing with one another. Sounds like seminary, right? And one of them thinks, finally, to ask Jesus, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" And Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.'" To which then the scribe wisely answers, adding, "And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." As far as the law goes, to love God and to love neighbor is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Why? The answer is in our epistle reading. because the offerings and the sacrifices, they sanctify for the purification of the flesh. And that was the requirement of the law. This was the requirement of the old covenant. It was what was necessary to approach the presence of the living God, who made his presence to dwell in the tabernacle, in the temple among his people. But the tabernacle and the temple, they were shadows of the good things that have now come when Christ appeared as our high priest. And he, our high priest, has now gone through the greater and the more perfect tabernacle, the one not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. He entered once and for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, which purify for the flesh, but now by means of his own blood, and thus securing an eternal redemption. And this blood of Christ, the greater and more perfect offering, offered in the greater and more perfect tabernacle, by the greater and more perfect high priest, purifies not just our flesh, but our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So we might ask then, why the law? It was added because of transgression. And the whole of the law is summed up in these two great commands, love God and love neighbor. And within the law, there is yet a recognition that these commands would be broken. And so then, within the law, there were also the burnt offerings and the sacrifices to purify the flesh, to approach the presence of the living God. And all of this sufficed while that first tabernacle stood, which was but a shadow of the things that have now come. And now, with Christ Jesus having come, our great high priest, who has gone into the greater and more perfect tent, into the very presence of the living God, even as a man, even as your own brother. Now that old covenant does not suffice any longer, and it is not enough. The purification of the flesh was the requirement of the old covenant, but with the new covenant comes even greater promises. The promise of the inheritance of life, the drawing near to the living God, following the path of our high priest who has gone behind the curtain, a place where he even bids us come also, a place which was closed off to the whole of Israel except the high priest, and he only once a year. Our high priest makes us worthy to enter there, and he leads us into the presence of the living God himself. With the greater promise, with the greater reward, there is then needed the greater sacrifice. In fact, there is needed now not the purification of the flesh, but even the putting to death of the flesh and the raising to new life in the Spirit. Because the flesh avails nothing, and the Spirit is life. The works of the flesh are dead works. They cannot be brought before the living God. They must just be put to death, drowned in the waters of life, drowned in the waters of holy baptism, so that the Spirit who gives life may come forth and bring forth fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these there is no law. The law being summed up in those two great commands. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the fulfillment of the law. So in the fullness of time, God, who is love, sent forth his Son to be born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem all who are under the law. And by this perfect sacrifice of the blameless Lamb of God, in fact, your flesh is more than purified. It is put to death. So that in its place the new man can rise through the eternal Spirit given to you in your baptism. Because you have been reborn into this new life-giving covenant, you now have the gift of this Spirit, who is your life. You now have even the love of God poured into your hearts. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over this house of God, let us draw near with a true heart full of assurance of faith, With our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies purified, washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confidence of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir one another up to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. And let us come together and partake of the blood of the new covenant in which you are sealed for that day. Let us then enter into the holy places by this blood, through his flesh, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Emily Waltz as she endures a difficult postpartum. Gathered in the name of Jesus and assured of his promised presence, let us call on our Heavenly Father for ourselves, for our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world, and for all people. O Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, you never slumber nor sleep, but always watch over your whole creation. Bless your church that she may always declare your glory, tell of your salvation, and make known the treasures you have prepared for those who call on your name. Lord, in your mercy. According to your good pleasure, turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries that they may cease their hostilities and walk with us in meekness and in peace. Lord, in your mercy. O God, yours is the glory and strength that rules and judges the nations. Where there is division and strife, bring unity and peace. Where there is hunger and thirst, give rain, abundant harvest, and a generous neighbors. Where there is prejudice and lack of justice, give understanding, fairness, and trustworthy rulers. Bless our nation and all who serve in positions of authority, including all those elected yesterday, that in all things your holy will may be done among us. Lord, in your mercy. O God, before you, we remember especially those who suffer from infirmities of both body and soul, remembering especially this day your servant Emily. Grant them relief from their pain and peace of mind, that in their season of fear and doubt they may cling solely to you. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thank you.
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Our Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thank you.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and in soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.